LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax and unwind tonight with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy work week flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Angie Martinez in Real Life Podcast.
This episode and conversation is powered by Douce.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another Takeaway episode. Angie Martinez, IRL. I'm so sorry these have been so backed up, but life has been lifing. Real life has been real lifing out here. But here we are. So I'm going to today we're going to talk about this Kim Kardashian episode, which obviously there's so many opinions about it. It's either like people love Kim, people don't love Kim, people are passionate about however they feel about Kim. And I, first of all, she was lovely to us. She opened up her office on a Sunday after she had been already kind of I think she took the kids to like Disney or something, and then after came to do the podcast at her office, had her whole staff there to cater to us. And Nyla's here, by the way, who has opinions about Kim Kardashian. We're going to get to them because what I learned after the episode dropped, you're not the only one.
Okay,
so
good.
So you'll speak to a certain population of the audience with good. Some of your opinions about Kim. Also, Ashley's here, the young queen. Brittany's here, our show producer. And we are talking about some of the takeaways of the episode. So I just want to get to mine first before I get to the conversation. Number one, Kim's co-parenting journey kind of cracked this interview open right from the beginning. Clearly she was, I don't know if it was the day, that week, there was a lot going on. They were in the news a lot that week. You know, it's quieted down now since then. But to take us back to that week, it was a very noisy, Kanye was on socials. Like, and so when we started talking about co-parenting, this moment happened. Let's just play it.
I don't want to get emotional.
No.
It's just been a day for me. But like,
it's been a time.
It has been. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard. Shit is like co-parenting. It's really fucking hard. Mm-hmm. You know? And like,
you're not co-parenting with just anyone.
Yeah.
For the quietest, easiest.
But I had the best dad. Mm-hmm. And I had the best memories and the greatest experience. And that's all I want for my kids. As long as they can have that, mm-hmm. that's what I would want for them, you know? So like, if they don't know things that are being said or what's happening in the world, like, why would I ever bring that energy to them? Mm-hmm. You know, that's like heavy grown-up shit that they're not ready to like deal with,
yeah.
You know? And when they are, we'll have those conversations. But like, and I'll be so prepared. But until then, I'll do anything to like keep their life as normal as possible, mm-hmm. you know?
I felt her here. You're not a mom yet, Nyla. You don't know.
I know. I'm sorry.
I felt her here because if you've ever been in a co-parenting situation and it's regarding what you love most in your whole life is your children,
yeah.
It is hard. It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire or if you broke. Co-parenting with somebody that you do not see eye to eye with about the thing that you love most in the world, your children, is hard. And so when she just opened up that way, I felt her. I understood. I can't imagine co-parenting with Kanye, how challenging that's a different, and so publicly, and everything they do being scrutinized all the time. But the interesting thing about that is, as much as she was like, she had that moment, she kind of pulled herself together after that for the interview. That moment to me was more, it told more about her and her relationship with her dad.
Especially, I didn't know that they just went to Disney. She probably, you know, you want to do that as a family, including your, you know, the kid's
father. But she talks about like wanting to protect her kids because of the experience that she had. And the one thing about that family, the way they regard Robert Kardashian, their father, they all just like worship him.
Yeah.
You know, the father figure in that family was so strong that that's what really was the root of her being upset there. Not just the co-parenting journey, but like she wants her kids to have the experience that she had with the dad that she had. So I just thought that that moment was interesting, and then led to her talking about, you know, the influence on her life from her dad, her wanting to be an attorney. I didn't realize how many hours she was putting in to become an attorney. That was interesting for me to hear. And then her purpose. I really want to play her reason and her end goal of what she wants to accomplish when this when she gets her law degree.
I hope that I can open up a firm that hires formerly incarcerated people. Mm-hmm. I think they know the law so well. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people inside that have had to fight for their lives with no attorney, no access to attorneys, no good, sometimes not a good attorney. Mm-hmm. So I really have a lot of faith and trust that I can open up a firm that just like hires some really smart people that just work on getting people out. This is like a huge reason why I also don't cancel people. Everyone cancels everybody, but everyone cancels these people that like make a bad choice, a horrible choice, mm-hmm. a really crazy choice sometimes. But then
I agree with you. I think there's room for redemption for, I think anybody, there's like, I believe in redemption.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's dope.
That is.
Say what you want about Kim. You don't like her. She's this, she's that. Like that to me is dope. This, the criminal justice system in this country is, I mean, along with many other things with this country, but let's not get started there. You know, that's admirable to me, the work that she's doing in that space. But, you know, so we dropped the episode, all that stuff came out, and then there was all this feedback I wasn't used to. It was very noisy because people have a lot of opinions. Even you, Nyla, when I told you about we were going to interview Kim, what did you say?
Yeah, I was a little nervous, but...
No, you said, why? You said, why? But did she say why?
Yes, she did. I don't hate Kim Kardashian or anything like that, but I was like, yeah, you know, she always is trying to like tap into blackness with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, well, her kids are black. And I'm like, I mean, yeah, they are.
Shut you down.
The way you put things is like, why am I making a big deal about these things?
No, no, not to say you're... Listen, if you have criticism of anybody, it's not to discredit anybody's criticism or how somebody makes you feel. But to me, I feel like even people that you might criticize or judge for whatever reason, or you might not like something about somebody, I still think there's an opportunity to learn something about people, yeah. No matter who. Honestly, if I'm keeping it a buck, there's probably people that I would probably get canceled for to even talk to them that I would love to talk to, because in the deepest part of my soul, I believe even the worst people walking the planet is worth a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Even people that we have canceled, I'm not going to start naming names because I don't feel like y'all jumping in my comments.
Wait, I know who you're talking about.
I'm just saying. Listen, I'm just talking about the worst creatures on the world, right? Even the worst ones. Sometimes I want to know why. How did this happen to you? Why did you do that? Like, who did it to you?
You know who I would like to see that I feel like could fall under this boat for you is R. Kelly. And I wasn't
actually thinking about him, but I hear you. Yeah.
And I only say R. Kelly because after watching one of the mini documentaries on him, it talks about his family life and how he got touched.
Of course.
But there's mad people in the world who have been touched and don't talk about it. And we see where it led him with money and power. But just for the average person, I feel like it's something that needs to be talked about.
So here's the problem, people say, because I've seen this as a criticism. It's like, then people get compassion for that person.
Yeah.
So then they're like, I saw somebody say, somebody who was beefing about Chris Brown the other day, I saw a comment in the section and then it was like, Well, because Chris Brown did this. Now watch Chris Brown go on Angie's podcast, and then all of a sudden everybody's going to feel bad for him. And they're going to have a thing.
Well,
and listen, I feel you. I think people's actions require, you know, when you do something bad, that requires some type of
accountability.
Accountability, yes. If you take advantage of young women, you have to go to jail, sir.
Absolutely.
You know, and not to mention, I believe in karma. Accountability that will eventually also come to you, and that you have to answer to something greater than us.
Yep.
But I do think the accountability is not to be negated. But also I still think there's learning, like I said, to happen from the worst people in the world. And I'm not putting Kim Kardashian in the realm of the worst people in the world, even though by some of the comments some of y'all maybe think so.
Yeah.
I still think, wow, with the business she's made, wow, she's raising 4 kids and she navigates noise in a way that is just fascinating to me. And she's co-parenting with Kanye West.
Gotta be challenging.
Yikes. And yeah, like, I don't know. To me, I just think everybody, there's something to learn from everybody's story. And that's really what the podcast is about. So listen, if there's somebody that comes along that you don't like them for some reason, then maybe that's not the episode for you, and that's okay.
Or maybe
give it a chance, and maybe you'll actually, there's some common ground. Yeah. Between you and somebody you don't like. And that doesn't mean you have to like them, be best friends, be the biggest fan, but maybe there is some human common ground where there is something that you can take away from somebody you didn't even expect you would be able to. Like, to me, that's the goal, right? But yeah, some of the criticism and the reaction to this episode was definitely harsh.
But I really think it's bots. Because in real life, I have not
definitely
met.
I will tell you, some of these comments are Kim
yikes,
bots.
Yikes.
This Kim Army bots. I saw a lot of bots. I did. I saw them.
I don't be thinking it's real. Because in real life,
well, somebody has to program the bots.
All the people. That's true. But I
think
it's
just, you could be one person programming the 10,000 bots. We saw a lot of it on this episode, guys. We'll get into that a little bit more later, but. As you, Nyla, who's somebody who maybe wasn't a Kim fan, after the episode, do you feel anything? Like, I mean, do you like her?
She's cool.
But this is honest. But as somebody, because I have other people I've talked to who love Kim Kardashian, and
my
like,
friends love Kim Kardashian,
and they were like, and even JT was loved Kim Kardashian. JT was like, I love that episode. I love her.
It's really nothing personal, but just the influence that she has had on women's lives that are just like unrealistic. Like, I had a friend who was having a baby when we were in college, and she asked for like this Gucci stroller that Kim Kardashian had. And I'm just like, bro.
So you're mad at Kim or you're mad at your friend?
You know what? Fair enough. But I'm just, you know what? Fair enough. But it's just the influence. Like, why do they want to be like her? Just be yourself. You can like her. Like, I don't have a problem with Kim. I like that she makes money. I really actually enjoy the fact that, Not to say I enjoy it, but I think it's cool how she started as an assistant, had a sex tape, and is now a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah,
this is real life.
That's her real life. That's not normal real life. Yeah. That's only Kim Kardashian's real life.
But exactly. So don't ask me for a Gucci stroller. Like, that's pissing me off. But that's it. It's
but you mad at your friend? You ain't mad at Kim.
You're right. All right.
All right. We learn a lot here in these little takeaways. Look at how we all get to common ground. You did say you had a takeaway that you liked.
Yeah, I really loved when she said, if people were just real and not so hateful. And I was like, man, that...
Oh, about like feedback and criticism and...
Yeah, yeah. Online.
I loved that too.
And it's like, because people...
She's like, yeah, I'm actually really open to... That was Kim, right? Did I just sound like Kim a little bit? Yeah. I'm actually really open to criticism. I just don't... If it came without the hate.
Yeah.
Nobody wants criticism with a side of hate on it. Like, nobody wants to hear nothing you have to say if there's hate infused in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she had a point. I asked her because I am curious. Like, she's been in this for a long time and her family has been under a lot of scrutiny and lots of criticism. Has any of it ever stuck? Has any of it ever made you feel like, yeah, maybe I need to pivot? And so, yeah, so she said that she is definitely open to criticism.
Yeah.
Let's play that clip, actually.
You know what I wonder for you is, like, because you've been in this for so long and have been just subject to opinion for so many years. I was thinking today and wondering if ever, you know, you brush off some criticism as hate and stuff, but ever if there's been any criticism where you felt like that's fair. Or if you've had to like self-correct something
totally
based on reaction to you or your whatever, just I don't know.
See, that's what I'm like actually really good at is taking the criticism. Like if people were just real and not hateful and just be like, you know what, I really don't like this and I think that you should do this. Mm-hmm. I'm so open to those suggestions. Mm-hmm. I mean, like even when I was starting Skims, I didn't realize that our name that was Kimono was going to be appropriating. Mm-hmm. And right away, it wasn't even an option. Like, let's change this. Mm-hmm. This is making a lot of noise and I didn't see it. And the whole team didn't see it. And that happens sometimes, but let's do the right thing.
See, it's all how you deliver. No hate. How are you guys with criticism?
I actually love criticism.
You do?
I'm always trying to get better.
But like from people you don't know or people you know? Like if people criticize you in the comments or like in the...
No. People I know. Even people I don't know, I'll look at it and I'll see if there's something to it. So I'll mention it to like my dad or something. Like, Dad, someone said this. What do you think? And if he agrees, like, yeah, you should, or nah, you're fine, then I'm not going to pay attention
You're
to
filtering.
It.
You filter it through, it, through someone you trust. That makes sense.
But I'm not just going to go jump out the window. Are you kidding me? There's too many crazy people. Like.
Yeah, that there is.
Yeah.
How about you, Brittany? I know you had some thoughts. Well, number one, about the work your ass off comments. We talked about that a little bit. And her work ethic. Her work ethic is crazy, no matter how you put it. And I know it can be sensitive, and I want to hear your thoughts about that, Brittany. But like in this, she talks about like she's studying to be a lawyer. While she's running multiple million-dollar businesses, while she's taking care of four kids, while she has a television show, her work ethic, I don't think is the question. I think it's about the privilege, right?
The privilege thing is really bad. Like being a woman and having all the access that she does, you're more susceptible to be successful. So it is hard to like believe how hard she works.
Well, you had that conversation with her about that clip about like what it means to be hardworking, like get up off your ass and work hard. And it's like, Kim, how hard did you have to work? Like, how much did you have to get off your ass to do that? But I think it's like, you know, she has an interesting way. We all know, not we all, us in this room sitting here know celebrities that don't work very hard. Mm-hmm. And then we know celebrities that have booked their day out 12 to 12, right? That are doing 12-hour days. We have to all be fair. Kim is one of those celebrities that's doing a 12-hour day.
She came in to do the interview on a Sunday, on a weekend.
No. She's working 20-hour days.
This is what I'm saying.
I would be surprised if she gets 5 or 6 hours of sleep. No, her work ethic is, and that's one of the things I always found interesting about her from the beginning of her career. The first time I met her when she was on the come up, I met her through Adrian.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, I was impressed even then. And I was a workhorse. Like, God, she's a beast.
She's not selfish either. And that's something I learned about her later on. Like, she wants to help the people in her circle strive. Like, Lala was on The Breakfast Club. And she was saying how Kim, like, helps everybody who wants to start a business. She's not hoarding on to the person who does her social media. She's like, she wants to share her connections.
Yeah. Yeah. That's dope, because not everybody's like that. So is that your takeaway from her?
My takeaway for her was staying focused and keeping tight with your family. Yeah, she has a really...
I love that part when she says, I hit tight, the fucking jackpot.
Yeah.
My friends and family, because really... I have said this on many episodes of this podcast. The people you choose to be in your life are the people that will help frame your life. Like, bad friends will ruin your life. And so friends and family, and she said she hit the jackpot on that. I like that part. And she meant it too, because she said, I hit the fucking jackpot. I like something about Kim K saying fucking jackpot. Yeah. It was pretty good. Anyway, if you haven't checked out the episode, you can. It is up on my YouTube page. And of course, right here, where all podcasts are heard. And we'll be back with another takeaway tomorrow. Tomorrow's takeaway is from the Kelly Clarkson episode, which, by the way, if you haven't watched that full interview, you absolutely should. You could do it today and then join us for the takeaways tomorrow and be right on time. But just to refresh your memory, we talked to Kelly Clarkson a lot about the past couple of years and the challenge from divorce to, you know, being a single mom now and balancing her life. She's a great conversation. Here's a little taste of that.
What does divorce do to you? Like, how does that shift you? Because it has to shift you, right?
It rips you apart, you know, whenever you
you fall in love with someone and it doesn't work. I think the thing about divorce that, you know, especially having it publicized, like it's just, you know, it, and people thinking they know the whole thing. The hardest part of that is like, it wasn't an overnight decision. Like anyone that's been divorced, like that was years in like, you know, trying to make, you know, not make it work. Cause I don't want it. I never wanted to be part of something to make it work. I wanted to make it beautiful. I wanted to make it awesome. I wanted to make it everything it possibly could be. And sometimes that just doesn't happen.
That is Kelly Clarkson. And tomorrow we will get to the Kelly Clarkson takeaways. So join us back here tomorrow for another Angie Martinez IRL takeaway. Thanks, guys.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.